right, guys, we are talking season 13, episode 4 of So You Think You Can Dance the Next Generation. And hopefully you guys have some tissues, because if you were crying as much as we were, you're going to be pretty shocked.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV.
There's so
and
many.
Now,
so many
let
notes.
The buzz begin.
Hey, babe, this is what you came for. Lightning strikes every time she moves. And everybody's watching
her. This is what the kids all came for.
Cause she's looking at you.
To talk about, because we are going to the first day of the Academy today.
Yes.
So basically, Maddie made her appearance finally, and she wasn't a judge though. So she was just basically, you know, she was taking cat dealies, let's say her.
Yeah, they were just like flashing little pieces of her and like kind of welcoming her on, because
exactly.
She's going to be on the
panel. She's
going
to be on the panel starting next week.
Yeah.
So, but what's really exciting is that we finally got to see all of our all-stars. So it was Robert, Fiction, Jenna, Paul, Comfort, Gabby, Catherine, Sasha, and Joshua. So I was actually pretty pleased with most of the
judges.
All-stars, but I would have liked to have seen some other ones personally, just, you know, me. Like, I would have loved to have seen Lacey Schwimmer for the ballroom.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
But, you know, you get what you can get, right?
They did flash Travis. I think he's going to be doing choreography, so that's cool.
Well, I got really excited for that. So, Travis is going to be choreographing the contemporary for the Academy. So, we don't know. I'm sure he's going to end up doing some work with the actual competition. And then we have Warren Carlyle, who did a Broadway routine. And then Napoleon and Tabitha are going to be doing a hip-hop routine. So let's break down, finally. Now we see how the Academy is working. So they were going to pick 50 on the first day. So that's the episode that we were just watching tonight. So all the kids really had to do was perform a solo, impress, you know, the mentors and the all-stars. And then from there, 50 were picked.
Right. Now, what I was waiting to see and see revealed was how they're going to pick their top five, right? And so each mentor had to pick three in their style and two wild cards.
Exactly. So
interesting, right?
Interesting, but I didn't see too many wild cards.
Or well, they didn't really show
as much as I wanted
and you know
to.
What? There was like three hip-hop mentors, three contemporary mentors, and then the last four was like tap, ballet.
Well, one was just, then there was, okay,
ballroom,
so there was
tap.
Three in contemporary.
Yeah, three in hip-hop.
Then three in hip-hop, three in ballroom, and there was only one tap. So there wasn't as many tappers, so I don't know. I know pretty much almost all the tappers we saw were the ones that went through. Then again, we don't know if there was more tappers that had, you know, tried out and made it through. But, you know, Gabby had a very easy decision. And I think she did end up picking, though. She picked a ballerina.
Yeah.
I believe she picked a ballerina, which I wasn't too surprised. I wasn't too surprised as far as the wild card goes, because that's probably something she's more comfortable with coming on to that.
Right.
So going back to that, of course, our girl Tate.
Oh my God.
She opened up the show and her
nailed it.
Solo. My God. I have never seen a kid dance like that. A child. I've never seen that.
First of all, Tate, Team Canada right over here. Shout out to my Canadian girl. Amazing, amazing lines. All the judges stood up after her dance. Like, they were all in awe.
I'm assuming that she was like something possessed, because the way that she hit that line and then she turned her head and broke her leg and like folded it.
Technique.
I'm speechless. And you know, what's really awesome to see in these kids is, even though some of them are self-taught, it goes to show you that no matter what, technique and being formally trained in whatever style
goes a long way.
Goes a long way. Because when you are formally trained, the things that you can do is just beyond ridiculous.
Yeah.
So
we saw it with Tay, and then the next 50.
The
49.
Well, yeah. Let's talk about Emma.
Okay.
The little tapper. Our little tapper. Goodness. I knew when I saw her, I didn't know exactly how many tappers, you know, had gone through, but I knew for a fact that once Gabby saw her, she was going to have, like, her say in how she wanted Emma.
Oh, yeah. She's a performer. Hands down performer.
She was, but those pirouettes.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think. Like,
I was
how
trying
many
to count
did she
at
hit?
Least, like, eight in the first
she,
one.
She hit, like, yeah. eight, and then she hit, like, another six afterwards.
It's insane.
So, and she added some leaps in there. And what I'm liking and what I'm seeing is a lot of these kids are showing that they are versatile.
Yeah.
Whereas we didn't see that a lot in the adults.
It's interesting because I thought Emma was like a hardcore tapper, but she looks like she's got some serious jazz background.
Oh, yeah, she did yeah. because she dominated come Broadway.
Yeah.
She was able to throw in that jazz.
That's what I thought was interesting is that they opened the academy with the top 50 with a Broadway number. Like, that is really difficult.
Well, and I think the reason why they did Broadway is because Broadway can bring in so many aspects of different dance. You know, they could do jazz funk.
They had ballroom.
There can be ballroom in it. So I think it was a good way to give the kids a taste of a little bit of everything and what's to come as far as, you know, what they're going to see next week and what they're going to see in the competition.
It's also a way to weed out the less, you know, formally trained, I think.
Well, exactly.
Which kind of sucks for them, but
it sucks, but it has to be done.
And they were given only 90 minutes to learn that routine. That's tough.
I mean, and it was packed. I mean, they're lucky. I mean, I didn't think there was going to be lifts or anything like that because, you know, there's so many height difference with the kids and all that. But what I did see is that they really are expecting these kids to pick up just like as if they were adults, which you have to do that because there are times where you go to an audition, you know very well as I do.
Yeah.
They only give you a certain amount of time and from there you got to go and you got to perform.
That's part of what they're judging on. How fast can they pick it up and how good can they get it?
Exactly. And, perform it, and you know? If they don't get it, like, let's say perfect, how good can they sell it and how good can they perform it?
Exactly.
You know.
Well, one of the mentors was saying, like, if you mess up, smile or get into your own groove. Like, don't put your head down. Like, stand there with your head.
Right.
Head
and I was always told that as a kid, you know, smile and perform, but.
Right.
But. That can only go so far.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I understand what they're saying. And obviously, you tell that to kids because I used to tell that to my team. If you mess up, just smile and keep going. But obviously, we saw that it got the better of some of the kids. But what I really did like, and we didn't see too much of, was that, so if one all-star picked you, then you went directly to them. But then there was parts where the all-stars had, you know, there
like
was
two all-stars wanted the same dancer.
Exactly. So then it was up to the dancer to go ahead and pick who they wanted.
Right, after they give their little spiel. Exactly. Kind of like The Voice.
It was like The Voice. They gave their little spiel, and then they, you know, decided to pick from there. Now, what I found very strange was, as far as the ballroom, so this does make me think that they are performing with these kids. Because ballroom, Jenna picked all guys. Paul and Jonathan picked all girls.
Interesting.
So I do have a feeling that they are going to be performing with them. And I think they did because even Jenna asked Jake, which was the little flirt.
You're so cute.
I know. She asked him, would you be dancing or will you dance with me? So I do think that they're going to go ahead. So I think that's going to be a bit challenging for the kids.
It is.
I mean, just the height difference.
We don't know for sure if it's going to happen, but if it does, I think it's going to be weird. Looking at partnering, you can already see it. Like some of the partnering they did, some of the girls were like way taller than the boys.
Exactly. So I found that to be a little strange. I don't.
That might be hard. Never mind like unfair. It just might be a hard thing to do.
Exactly.
Right.
So now let's get into when they started choosing. Because that was just awesome to see. Ooh. Although we didn't see every single one. Obviously, you know, TV magic. Tate, when she had to choose between Catherine and Sasha. I thought, perfect choice for her. She picked Catherine, and I think she's going to excel with Catherine. I've always thought Catherine was not only beautiful, but she was a beautiful dancer. She had beautiful technique. She's been on All Stars. She's been on some of the top dances that So You Think You Can Dance has ever seen. So I think that she would have been silly to not have chosen her. But don't X out Sasha, because I remember Sasha from the beginning.
Right.
And I'm surprised that they brought her back, because she was so long ago, so people probably forgot about her.
I wonder how they choose the mentors. Who knows, right?
You know, I think it's just who's come back, who's willing to come back.
Who stays in touch.
Who stays in touch, yeah. Who's not so busy. Now, Sage.
Oh,
we never saw him.
Hello, Sage.
Where have you been our life, you little one?
I mean, you are in one of my favorites now.
And he was a beautiful dancer.
When he did his Broadway, I was blown away. I was like, where did this kid come from?
Well, you know what? And when I see the contemporary kids do it, the jazz or the ballroom, I am not surprised when it comes to Broadway. I am just not. It's just, you know... And even for ballroom, they tell you have to be very expressive in the face, very over the top. Jazz is the same thing. You know, contemporary, you have to move with feeling. You have to
storytelling,
be able to write it on your face. So it's like, that almost came natural to them. I think it was just to see, can they pick it up? Can they do it? And, you know, it proved harder for the others, like JT.
Oh, poor JT.
Oh, my God. That, okay, guys. I know I said I was going to be the Nigel. And I was not going to cry, and these kids needed to hear. But when that little boy messed up, my heart sunk. And then how Robert laid it into him.
Yes.
And told him, not only did you let yourself down.
But you let me
down.
You
let me down.
Yes.
And then he told him, you forgot the choreography.
Right.
So because JT went out and said, oh, you know, I was just nervous. Yeah. And, you know, I got the... But
I agree with him, because you know what? He did forget it, but he nailed the parts that he got.
Exactly. But yes. I think what Robert was intending to do was he's acknowledging the fact that he messed up, but he's letting him know you can't always blame it on your nerves.
Right.
You did not pick up on choreography. And he's like, and I can't have that on my team. Although he did end up keeping him, he said he was going to stick with his gut and keep him. I understood what he was doing, because there's a difference between I forgot choreography and I was nervous, because he kept trying to pick up and he couldn't.
Mm-hmm.
So that means that you don't know what's coming after what just happened. And I was rooting for him. He kept trying. He kept trying to pick up.
And he kept saying, you know, he saw all the other dancers go before him and it made him nervous of how good they were. So, you know... I think it's a mix of nerves and forgetting
it.
But when you're in a competition like this, like, you got to rise up. And maybe that was like a wake-up call for JT. He's never been in a situation like this.
Exactly.
So now that he knows, round two next week, hip-hop, he's going to have to bring it and work double hard not to forget.
Yeah. So, ooh, sorry, guys. I just whacked my microphone. So let's just mention who all of the All-Stars chose. So Sasha chose Diana, Jade, Ashley, Boston, and the newbie that we never saw.
Yes.
Jordan.
Yes.
That girl, just her story had me in tears.
No, I remember they showed a bit of her story last week.
They did, yeah, but they didn't go into full detail about her. So when I saw everything, I mean...
Oh, she's like one of my favorites now.
She's a force to be reckoned, and she did really good in Broadway as well.
Yeah.
She did very good. She really surprised me.
She surprised me.
Although I was pulling for my early favorite, which was Ava, my tall girl with beautiful long legs.
Yes.
I wish someone would have chosen her, but, you know, she's going to come back next year. She has to, and she would be silly not to. So, Ava, if you're watching this, please... go back next year, because you have a career in front of you. Don't stop just because you got told once. You never know what's going to happen the next time.
But Jordan has such an inspiring story that, like, you just fall in love with her.
You know what? And I like that they showed that, because she said something that I thought was absolutely beautiful, which was, she's like, even if I don't have money to go to dance class, or we don't have money for dance,
or we don't have a ride to dance.
Exactly. She's like, I make sure I'm practicing all the time. And that girl, when she performed, She looks like she is in the studio 7 days a week.
Yeah, and you feel her passion.
Oh, yeah, and you feel... And she was beautiful, so you think you can dance. Why did you guys not showcase her more?
She right? Just, I want to see more of Jordan.
But you know what? They saved the best.
Yeah,
you know, never to know. Show you
yeah.
another time. But I did think that was beautiful. And even when she's like, you know, if we can't get a ride to dance, we're walking to dance.
We're taking the bus. I'm sleeping on the couch. Like, exactly. Whatever.
She is... At 13, she has a very... No, 12. I'm sorry. She was 12. Mm-hmm. She has a very good head on her shoulders. Keep it up.
Please. Bright future for this
bright,
one.
Bright future for that one. So, and then Robert picked Sage, JT, yes. Gavin, Enoch, and Josiah. So, we know that as far as those, Enoch went home.
Yeah.
So, we didn't see much of him, but he didn't do very well. Right. When it came to Broadway. So he was just more contemporary. And then Catherine.
Oh, yeah.
Goddard, Tate. She had Brooklyn, Brighton, mm-hmm. Quinn, and Avery. Now, I mean, is it unfair for me to say?
What? You're crossing out Tate?
No, I'm circling Tate with Catherine because it's just, I do...
I think it might come down to Tate and Avery.
I think it's just going to be Tate.
Well, I hope it's Tate. I hope it's Tate. I mean, really, she's my favorite for that team.
Yeah, I really hope it's Tate. But then we have hip-hop coming yes. up. And I remember some contemporary dancers just
they can't cannot, hit it.
They yeah. can't hit it.
They can't get dirty. Right?
Exactly. Yeah. And it's like, oh. But I have a feeling it's going to be Tate. Tate, you've got very big fans here. But... And I hate to say that they have fans because right. I'm a fan of all these kids.
Yeah.
All these kids are beautiful dancers and they are amazing and they have hearts of gold. And, you know, I'm so happy that we didn't see like any tantrums or anything. You right. know, you see kids.
There hasn't been any nasty kids or nasty moms.
Exactly. Nothing. Some kids just walking off with, you know, a little bit of tears in their eyes. Yeah. You know, I'm sure if they broke down behind closed doors.
We're going to get to the... Oh. To the cry baby at the end,
no,
right?
No, don't. No, okay, we're going to save that
we'll
for
save
you guys.
It. We'll save but, it.
So, and then we saw a new ballroom dancer, which was Jake.
Right.
The little flirt. That kid was just...
Spicy.
He was... Jake, when are you going to be 18 so we can go out dancing? Because, I mean, that kid was... My instructor used to dance like that. Nick, wow. This goes out to you, and I think he was your same height as well. But love you, just kidding. But he was just...
Right.
And when he did those bachatas, I was like...
He was like a little like stud muffin there.
He was, and he had no shame in his game. He was flirting with Jenna. He's like...
He wants the top spot. He knows what
exactly,
he's doing.
He knows what he's doing. But Jenna also picked Lev.
Okay, and he was one of our early favorites.
Exactly. Even though we didn't see much of him, we saw some of him, yeah. and he was nailing it.
Yeah.
And then we also saw Joshua,
yeah.
which we
yeah.
loved as far mm-hmm. as the ballroom goes. But Parker and Dougie.
Dougie, that must have been the wild card,
yes,
although they didn't say it.
He was the wild yeah, card, but jazz. Even when he did some stuff, I was like, is he doing ballroom or is he doing jazz? Because it was just a
quick... I couldn't tell.
It was a yeah. quick clip, but he did more jazz, but... Then again, like I said,
I wanted to see his reaction when they picked him because
he just clapped.
That was it?
He just had a little bit of a clap. But now, as I keep saying all who they picked,
right.
I'm noticing that the girls are paired up with girls and the guys are paired up with guys.
A little bit, right?
Because Robert picked all boys, Kate picked all girls,
is
Catherine.
Do you think that's on purpose or just coincidence?
I don't know. Because, I mean, they didn't say it had to be,
no,
you know, you
didn't.
Have to pick male or female, but no. I just find it a little odd. So I I'm thinking that they're going to partner up. I'm thinking they're going to partner these kids up.
Maybe.
Just like the regular, you know, the regular
probably
so you think you can
down
dance.
In the another few episodes. I think the beginning will be solo.
Right.
Don't you think?
Well...
Because they got to showcase their style.
They do have to showcase their style. But I mean, you know, we've seen on So You Think You Can Dance.
They always
before they partner them up with someone and it's not, their first one isn't usually showcased. Or they might do like a group
or partner with their mentor. We don't know yet.
I still don't know.
That's too weird.
That's really weird
because they have to be on the sideline, like rooting them on. You know what
exactly.
I mean?
So, but going back to the ballroom, then we have Paul. Yeah. Who picked Ruby.
Oh, we knew girl. Ruby was going in.
Of course. And thank God Jonathan picked Daniela, because when I saw Ruby, I was like, excuse me, where's Daniela? Where's my little Cuban girl? Where is she? Where is she? And I was like, okay, there she is. But, so yeah, then he picked Shelly, which was the one that they said that if they had a Dancing with the Stars for kids, they would be on it. Then Lyra.
I wanted her in.
I did.
And they cut her real quick.
But you know what? I think the reason why they cut her is she is such a phenomenal ballroom dancer.
Yes.
That's where her heart lies. As much as she wants to be a performer, I think that she is just going to make it like crazy in ballrooms. So, you know, there's just some people, not even kids, some kids, where it's that is just their thing.
Yeah.
And she is going to kill it. I am sure one day that I'm going to be reading an article and that little girl is going to take Blackpool.
Right.
So I wouldn't be surprised that's why they cut her. You know what you're looking for. You know what you want to see. And obviously, Paul saw that she wasn't going to be able to pick up on certain things. Or she might have done the choreography, but just not how it should have been
done. Or the other girls were just a little stronger.
Exactly. They were a little stronger. And then he also picked Sophia and Lennox.
I mean, they don't even show, behind the scene how they're getting along with their mentor. Sometimes there's just a chemistry.
Exactly.
Right?
And well, so, like Robert knows? With JT.
Exactly. When they showed see something in
exactly.
him.
And when they showed a snippet of Robert and JT, I mean, I was literally like, oh my gosh, is that his dad? Like, they looked like father and son.
So cute.
And he had him on his shoulders and they were playing. So that could be it too. I remember when I worked with kids, I had my 3 or 4 favorite dancers.
There's chemistry there.
They just get there and they get you and they understand what
so
you're
maybe
doing.
He had a better, chemistry or relationship with some of them. And that's what happens.
And then Jonathan picked some girls that we hadn't even seen. The only one that we saw was Daniela. But then he picked Polani, Victoria, Riley, and Camila.
I don't remember Camila.
Camila was like
shaking it.
My God, girl. Girl.
Amazing.
She was breaking herself.
She just came out of nowhere.
I wish I could shake like that. I think I can, but
we should have a shake contest.
But everything else jiggles. These kids are lucky. They don't got anything that jiggles. But my God, she was a beautiful dancer, and she had a beautiful face. She had a beautiful presence.
I want to see more of her.
So do I. So I'm hoping.
Yeah.
I think this is now when we're going to start seeing more of the other contestants.
We're going to have to.
Rather than the ones that obviously have been showcased throughout
the whole season. So
the whole season, as we've seen. Gabby.
Yes.
I love Gabby. I've said it. I think that girl is a, all-around performer. She's a beautiful performer. And when she did that tap routine where she was on the stairs, I don't know if you saw that performance, the season that she won. Oh, my God.
You're having a moment?
What that girl can just, first off, tap is hard.
Yeah.
All right? I don't care what anyone says. I've heard some people be like, oh, you're just, shuffling your feet. No. There is technique. And doing that on those slippery tap shoes, this girl was tapping down the stairs and tapping up. Okay? Gabby, any kid that was picked by Gabby is just lucky. Mm-hmm. Lucky to be in her presence and lucky to hear anything she has to say. So we do know that Gabby got rid of Ava.
Yeah, that was a shocker to me.
Yeah, but when they showed the snippets of her in ballroom, she just wasn't picking it up. Mm-hmm. And that goes back to what I'm saying, when it's just, when it's meant for you, it's meant for you. Yeah. But also when it's just a kid's.
Well, when you're up against someone like Emma, I mean, what do you even say? Right?
That girl can tap, jazz, ballroom, all the way through the show. I say I hang up my tap shoes.
Exactly.
I'll just watch her.
Well, I'm just saying, if I was the mentor and I had these girls in front of me and I had Emma.
Exactly.
I mean.
And you need to look at it from their standpoint, too. And I know a lot of people might not like it. But at the end of the day, It is a competition.
Yeah, everybody wants to win.
Exactly. Yeah. They want to win. And, you know, and it's also in the kid's interest. You know, if they're sending someone home, she told Ava, come back next year.
Yeah, of course.
For all we know, she could have told her behind the scenes, like, you know what? Come back next year. Start taking other dance classes.
Yeah.
Broaden your horizons.
Yeah.
Which is something
that's what I'm saying. They don't show any behind the scenes. I know there's only 1 hour.
I know.
But it would be nice.
I think they should have been two. Yeah. I think they should have been two, but that's just me. And I am really excited that she picked Lucas.
Oh, yeah.
He's such a good dancer. And I didn't see much of him in Broadway, but I'm sure.
We just know he can tap.
Exactly. But obviously now out of the ones that Gabby picked, which was Emma, Jazzy, Ryan, Ava, and Lucas. Ava's already gone home. Yeah. We thought she was an early favorite.
Yeah, we did.
I definitely thought she was going to be the tapper that's going through. But then again, Emma came after her.
Oh, no. I was team Emma. Yeah.
Once I saw Emma, I knew that Ava was going to really have to step it up.
I think Emma's a star.
She is.
Yeah.
And she is. She is an all-around star. Mm-hmm. And she has something that the other ones don't, you know, which is the tap. Because that's not to say that other...
I just think she's so diverse. Like, I can't wait to see her hip-hop next week. I just can't wait.
Oh, she's
I think she's
going to
hit
She
it.
Is going to kill hip-hop. And I know it. Because she just has the rhythm.
She just knows
she
how
has
to
the rhythm
her
and she can pick up.
Yeah.
She can pick up the beat and she knows how to dance on
she
beat.
She can just hear the music.
Exactly. Yeah. So that's the one thing the tappers do have is they can hear that beat and they dance with the beat and they themselves make their own beat.
Yeah.
So they are their own human jukebox.
Eyes on Emma.
So I think we're going to have to make a new top 10.
I know.
And we're going to have to go later
on. I think we've got some good ones from last week that are still in it. Right?
Yes.
Okay, we'll think about it.
Yeah, we'll think about it. Now let's go to hip hop.
Okay.
Because you know I have some to say about hip hop.
Yeah. Let's hear it.
Now, Fiction.
Yes.
He picked Kidda. Okay.
Yes. Yeah.
And we love Kidda.
Yep.
I don't know if anyone has seen it, but it's been on the internet. He was at World of Dance, dancing hip hop.
Oh, was he? I did see it.
He did amazing. Now, then he had Jarian, JJ, Lior, and Alex. Okay. Now, when Kidda had to pick between Fiction and Joshua.
Yeah.
You saw my reaction.
I know. You wanted him to go with Joshua.
And I think he should have gone with Joshua.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you why. When Joshua said, I have a more broad dance, I understood what he was saying because I loved Joshua. I loved Joshua on his season. But when you asked me, well, what style of dance was Joshua? I couldn't remember.
Really?
I could not remember. And that's because he performed every single dance amazingly. And he took everything seriously. So when these kids are picking, I think it's also hard because they're so young that they don't understand that aspect. Right. And they need to understand that it is okay to venture outside of your box. I mean, wouldn't you have done that to benefit yourself?
You know what it is? I think Kidda comes also from a really sad story. You know, his father died. Mm-hmm. They profiled him. And he was like, I'm doing this for my dad. And so when Fiction said, we're going to take over the world, I think that is what Kidda connected with. And he's like, I want to take over the world. I want to do this for my dad. And I think that's what he heard over, you know, we can learn all these dance moves. Like, he was just, like, hard on, like, I want to show everyone, like, I can, you know, stand up to what happened. And
that's very true.
You know?
So then
I'm
Joshua.
I'm rooting for Kidda, though. I want to see him.
I like Kidda.
Yeah.
I want to see Kidda. So out of all of those.
Strong boy.
Exactly.
Right?
So then Joshua picked Merrick, Romeo, Trey, Kai, and Shadayan.
Right.
I love Merrick.
I love Kai.
And I do love Kai. But didn't Kai already get sent home?
Was he the one that got sent home?
I believe he did.
Oh, yeah.
So I really like Merrick.
Okay.
As far as his face goes, he doesn't get as dirty and as gritty. He does.
Yeah.
But then his facials can, you know, they can, he can excel in all the other types of
some
dances.
Really good hip hoppers.
So.
I feel like there's a lot of like pop and lock though.
Yes. Because I think. Right? Yeah. And I think that's what kids tend to gravitate towards.
Yeah.
And they can pick up a lot easier. So. I think that's why we're seeing a lot of that. Mm. I didn't think we were going to see, like, crumping or...
A little bit of whacking they had going on.
Oh, my gosh. When that little boy started whacking, I was God, I need to get his fierceness because I'm not even that fierce.
I tried a whacking dance class. I know it sounds so silly if you don't know what that is, but it is not as easy as it looks. You go, girl.
When I did a choreography and they're like, we're going to whack. And I was like, okay, you guys... It might look like you're going crazy, but you got to control it because if not, you literally are going to whack yourself in the face. So I did some choreography and I like hit my nose. I don't know how many times doing that choreography, but it was probably one of the most fun.
It's fun. It's different.
And then so Comfort.
Yeah.
She has a good, strong team of girls. Yeah. So she had Tahani, which we love.
Oh, yeah. We love Tahani.
Which was our little girl that pukes.
Yeah.
So then we had Anaya, Fiona, Logan, and then we saw Phoenix.
Oh, Phoenix.
Phoenix.
Love her.
Disgusting. Yeah.
Disgustingly good.
Yes. When I say disgusting, I was just like,
yeah.
Dude, I can't.
That girl brang it and left it on the dance floor.
But then
floor.
Again, she was on the finale of season 12 and yes. she performed with Cyrus.
Yes.
And then Nigel even told her.
You inspired us.
You inspired us to do the kids the next generation because, you know, we saw just how amazing you were and how good you are. So, you know, why not give these kids a chance? Yeah. And I think she's got a lot on her shoulders.
She's got a lot of sass.
She's got a lot of sass, but she's got a lot because that's a very big comment for a kid to take. And hold on to.
Right. And she can't let it get to her head either. I think she's going right through. She has to work probably harder than all the rest
of the girls. Exactly. And I think it's going to be between her and Tahani.
Yeah.
Just because I haven't seen the other two.
Right.
So I really do want to see them perform and how that pans out.
And it's hip hop week next week. So, hey.
Oh, my God.
Watch out.
These kids are going to be ridiculous. I'm going to, like, laugh. I'm going to cry. I'm going to... have my jaw on the floor.
I can't wait because that's my thing. I love hip hop dance, you know? And so I just want to see these girls and guys nail it.
Oh my God. I'm really curious. And the fact that they are learning a Tabitha and Napoleon dance in 90 minutes.
Yeah.
That's insane.
You know, and even if these kids don't get through, it's like, that is on your resume. That's on your resume, girls and boys. I mean, this is, like, amazing for your future career. So, like, if you get sent home, it's like a blessing in disguise anyway. You know, use it to your advantage.
At the age of 10.
I mean.
11 or 12. If you can pick up on Tabitha and Napoleon.
Yeah.
You've got it made.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to be honest, an hour and a half. I don't know if I can be doing some Tabitha and Napoleon. I'm going to be real, real honest. So, you know, and then before we get into how they performed for the first one, which was Broadway, you know, just the feeling alone of being told no is already gut-wrenching.
We've all been there. If you're a dancer,
you know. You know, sometimes it's not even your technique.
Right.
It's you don't have the look. You don't have this.
You're
not tall enough. You're not skinny enough. You know, you're not skinny enough. You're not, you know, big enough. You're not short enough. So it's, we get told everything under the sun.
Yeah.
But at such a young age, I think a lot of these kids, instead of taking it as a blessing in disguise, they could get discouraged.
True.
Very true. Easily.
That's why they need good people surrounding them, a good mom and dad, you know, good friends telling them, you know, keep your head up high, which is actually the mentor's job to do.
So, it is.
You know?
And I didn't see much of that until we saw Fiction, and we'll talk about that in a little bit. But what was it the first time you were told no?
Oh my God, I cried in my mom's arms. I cried.
What was it, hip hop?
Oh gosh. I think it was jazz or hip hop. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Definitely. It's not a good feeling, you know, it's good to have your mom so you can run into her arms. And she tells you, you know, my mom would tell me, you're still the best in my eyes. You know, you just keep going. And like, it never really got me down. Obviously, like I kept going and, you know, I got to do great things years later.
Right.
But you know, you got to grow some thick skin in this industry. Yes.
Very thick skin. And I think it's very surprising to see, you know, these kids, how very mature and how, you know, poised they are when they are told
it's
no.
It's unreal. They're so mature, these little ones.
So I'm glad to see that. But I think that comes with showmanship in itself, just like sportsmanship, you know, in any sport.
Yeah, and some broke down way more than others. Some were just like what you said, thank you, and off the stage. And some just cried and laid it out and said, you know, everything that was on their mind. And
exactly.
Then that's what got me and you crying. And we'll talk about that in a moment.
Yeah, so now we're going to get into Broadway.
Yes.
And the first ones to go up were Ruby and Sage.
Yes.
Who were part of the Contemporary and the Ballroom. So Robert and Paul's team. And they nailed it.
Yes.
Of course. I was not, you know.
I expected Ruby to nail it.
Exactly. I expected her. And then when I saw Sage, I was like, my gosh.
Wow.
This kid is amazing. Little firecracker contemporary dancer that we had not seen. He was one of the ones, like we said, there might be some that we didn't even know about. So,
he was really good.
Exactly. Now,
what
got me crying?
Oh, yes. Tell us all.
Shelly and JT.
Oh, yeah.
That little boy is the cutest thing I have ever seen in my life.
Okay.
He...
JT, will you come on our show?
Yeah, I'm gonna have to get him on this show because I'm going to try and, like, adopt him or something because he's just so... He's so amazing, and he's such an amazing performer, and it did break my heart. Like, you don't, I mean, when you see someone your age and they mess up, you're like, oh, well, you know, whatever. But when you see a kid, and he was genuinely trying to pick back up. Did it not break your heart?
Yeah, it broke my heart because I've been there. You know, I was performing once. And I've done this performance a million times. And it was just like one day I was off and I messed up and I'm with a crew of dancers, you know, and everyone just keeps going and you just got to like be real quick and like just get back in line and back in formation. But it's like the worst feeling because you're in front of an entire crowd and you can't just stand there. But, you know, I think maybe this is like his first time and it happens to everyone. You know what? He picked up. He didn't start crying, you know, he was looking, he was trying to do a pirouette, he was trying to like get back into the groove, but he was upset with himself. You could see it all over his face.
Oh yeah, he was. And like I said, and how we said earlier that, you know, Robert laid it into him.
Yeah.
And
you know what? And remember how we were like, we're going to be nice. We hope someone gives the kids some constructive criticism. That was the harshest comment I've seen so far, but it was good.
It was, but...
Right?
Regardless, when you're trying to mold someone into doing their craft and they're looking to you as a mentor, they're not looking for you to hold their hand and be like, you know what, you did great, you did amazing. No. They're looking for you to tell them what they did wrong and what you need to do to fix it. I'll never forget. I thought I was the best cha-cha dancer. Okay? And my instructors, Joel... we're telling me you do great. So I'm thinking I do great. I get a private lesson with a world-renowned German ballroom dancer.
Wow.
Whose name was Urs. No, it was Snow. And actually, she was on the first season of So You Think You Can
Dance.
Oh, my
God. I know Snow. Well, I remember Snow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she was, like, beautiful.
Yeah.
And she goes to me, from your hips up. And I was like, what? She's like, from the feet down, horrible.
Wow.
I literally turned around and socked my instructor in the arm. I was like, why didn't you tell me? So I love that Robert, he delivered it in a nice way, but he took into consideration, like, this is what this kid wants to do. He wants to excel in this industry. I need to tell him starting now.
Yeah.
And I think that's something that all the other mentors should do. And I hope that they do. So.
All right.
JT, we love you.
Yes.
And I think he's going to do really good in hip hop.
Yeah.
He's going to do really good.
He's just got the cutest little face and smile. He's just going to nail it.
I know it. So, eliminated. Lyra was eliminated from Team Paul.
That was a shocker for me. I mean, I really was rooting for her. I liked her from the beginning.
So did I. But, like I said...
Straight ballroom. I see
that girl just dominating the ballroom world and taking Blackpool one day. So, now... He kept JT. We all know that. Now Kai got eliminated.
I know.
As far as the hip-hop team goes.
It kind of sucks because it's like you don't get to see them do their thing next week.
Exactly. Right? But, you know, we're not going to see some people do their ballroom. We're not going to see some people do their contemporary.
That's right.
But Diana was contemporary and she got cut as well. And then Ava.
Yeah.
And was our tapper that got cut. So those were the ones that were eliminated. Now, the last one.
Oh, no.
Jerian.
Oh, my goodness.
From Team Fiction.
Oh, boy.
Who performed with Victoria. Victoria was nailing it.
Yeah.
Ballroom dancer. She was nailing
it. Didn't stop. Kept going.
She didn't stop. She kept going. She lost her partner. She did... All I know is I saw her rolling on the floor when that wasn't part of the choreography.
And I saw her doing, like, a leap. And I was like...
Exactly. Wah. I was like, girl, you keep... going with your
best
self.
But that's what you got to do. When your partner or your team messes up, you keep going.
Now, Jerian.
Oh, boy. I feel for you, honey.
Tell me.
So, he wasn't getting the Broadway choreography at all. I mean, he was a straight-up hip-hop dancer.
And he also wasn't trained.
He wasn't formally trained. I mean, that's the thing. He's a hip-hop dancer, and... Maybe with years of training, he'll get to their levels. But, I mean, when you see some of these kids doing, you know, splits in the air, I mean, he was barely getting his legs up. And so when you're competing against these other hip-hoppers who are getting higher than you, their leaps are higher, their kicks are stronger, I mean, it's fierce. And he knew it, and he gave up right at the end. Like, he didn't even keep going. He just put his head down.
Yeah.
And he walked off the stage, and then his mentor, Fiction, was just like, what are you doing? What are you doing?
Exactly.
And he just bawled his eyes out.
And that, you know, and it killed me.
Yeah.
When he was in the middle of the dance.
Yeah.
And he just kind of stopped.
Yeah.
Like, he started going, but even when he started doing his hip-hop, he was just like...
Yeah, because he was trying to bust out his hip-hop to try and resurrect himself.
Exactly.
And he was so sad.
He gave up on himself.
He did.
And it hurt me. And it broke my heart because I've done that before.
Yeah.
I've done it in the middle of a dance. Not performing, but practicing. And I'll stop. Throw my hands, and I go walking the other way.
Oh, no, you did it.
Yes, I did. and it's frustrating, and I understand where he's coming from.
Yeah.
But, you know, when he went up to the mic, and then he started just bawling his eyes out, I couldn't help it.
And he said he got bullied at school.
He got bullied, and, you know, he was going through
a lot. No one should bully that kid. No one.
There's no reason for bullying.
No.
There's no reason for bullying.
And like Fiction said, dance, there's no bullying. We're all friends. We're here to respect each other. We're a team. We're family.
Exactly. So, you know, and then to see all the kids, you know, sit down with him. Jordan was telling him, she's like, remember, you were one of the 50 best dancers in the U.S.
Yes.
They loved you. So, I mean, to end on that note, I think it was amazing.
Yeah, he will bounce back.
He's going to bounce back.
Yeah.
You know, Jerian, please don't stop dancing. Don't think that this is the end of the road. Don't think it was to pick on you. That was not bullying.
This is just part of the journey.
That's you know, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. So, real quick, let's get into predictions.
Uh-oh.
On who we think is going to be.
And now, you're after Buzz TV.
All right.
Are we going to go, like, team?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
We're going through each one real quick.
Okay, let's go.
Who do you think Jenna's going to pick?
Wait, can you name me all five?
We've got Jake, Lev, Joshua, Parker, and Dougie.
I think Lev.
You think she's going to pick Lev? All right.
Who you going with? Jake?
As much as I love Lev.
Yeah.
And I want to see him.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with Jake.
Okay.
But
Lev or Jake, yeah.
Now, if we really want to go for a WTF, I'm going to go with Dougie.
Nuh-uh.
Because Dougie has other background.
Yeah,
at least
does.
That we've
he
seen.
Does.
We don't know what Jake and Lev have, but
yeah.
From what we've seen, I think Dougie's going to kill hip-hop next week.
I agree with that.
Paul, we've got Ruby, Shelley, not Lyra anymore, Sophia, and Lennox.
You know, I think they're going to go for Ruby only because she has, like, that title behind her. And I think they're just, I think they're going to go with Ruby.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree with Ruby.
But I don't.
But I don't discredit Shelley.
Yeah.
Because that girl's very mature for her age.
Yeah.
So as far as how she presented herself.
Right.
Jonathan, I can't pick. Because I think it's going to be between Danielle and Camilla.
Okay.
I really do. As much as I want Danielle, as much as I want her, as much as I'm Team Cuba, that's my little Cuban girl, that's my little ballroom dancer, just the little bit that I saw of Camilla, I was blown away.
Yeah. I think they might, you know, surprise us and pick Camilla.
Who knows?
Yeah.
I wouldn't doubt it.
Yeah. I don't know. I haven't seen enough of them.
But I'm still going to put it on Danielle.
Danielle.
Gabby. Emma.
Yeah, Emma. That's it. Next.
Emma. Sorry. Fiction. Kidda, oh, okay. JJ, Leo, or Alex?
Ooh, this is a hard one. Maybe Kidda or JJ?
I'm going to go with JJ.
Okay.
I think Kidda still has a lot of room for growth.
For learning. Yeah, I agree.
For learning and growth. And it doesn't mean that he's not a good dancer, but I think that. Joshua, I'm going with Merrick. There's Merrick, Romeo, Trey, and Shadian.
Okay.
I'm going with Merrick. I think he's going to be able to nail all of the styles.
All right.
Comfort, Phoenix.
Oh, yeah. Is it Tahini?
Tahani.
Tahani. I'm sorry. Tahani or Phoenix. The only reason I think Phoenix is because she's been showcased on So You Think You Can Dance, but I don't think that should be the reason they pick her.
Well, I don't think it would be the reason.
But I think Tahani's got some groove, so I don't know.
She does, and she did well in the ballroom. Right. Not ballroom. What about Broadway?
Tate? Did we pick Tate?
Oh, yeah.
We know Tate. Yeah.
We know Tate. Come on. Okay. Come on. Oh, yeah. We didn't go through our contemporary kids. That's why. That's why.
That's why I was like, wait a second.
I was like, wait a minute. That wasn't all of them. Oh, look at my measurements. So we've got Tate for Catherine.
That's our pick for Tate.
And then Sage, JT, Gavin, and Josiah for Robert.
Sage. I'm going to go with Sage. Or JT.
I would want to go with Sage, but I think he's got such a soft spot for JT, he's going to go for JT.
I don't know.
And Sasha, we've got Diana, who went home.
Right.
And then we got Jade, Ashley, Boston, and Jordan. I'm going with Jordan.
Yeah.
Jordan.
Let's go Jordan.
Jordan's going through. Jordan's going to be in the top 10.
That's what we think.
And that is all the time we have today for the So You Think You Can Dance The Next Generation After Show. Make sure to follow us on YouTube, AfterBuzzTV.com, and SoundCloud. Make sure to give us 5 stars and a thumbs up. I'm Yvette. If you want to talk anything So You Think You Can Dance, follow me at Yvette_Michelle714. And if you want to talk all things sports and sass, on Twitter and on Instagram. Sherry, where can we find you?
You can find me on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Sherry Nadal. And you can tweet me, write me, make any comments about the show or after show, or if you have a comment So You Think You Can Dance, hit us up. Otherwise, we'll see you next week at 8 p.m. right at the same spot.
Alrighty, guys. Bye. Keep dancing.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.